Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
Greg Cool Hill Man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
And we randomly mentioned the name that we were thinking of. And suddenly, like 2 weeks later, they announced that they were giving that name to their child.
No.
Rookie
yes.
move.
Yes, they stole the name.
Can you tell us what the name was?
Oh,
but it wasn't like a James where they could have
No, it was like, it was two names.
Seafood Tower.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Wiggy? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to help you with the Jamaican accent, man. So
Aguana.
Yeah, man, I'll help you with that Jamaican accent.
I'm working on my patois. And I work on it real good, man. See if I can get the lingo down.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Coming in at number third.
Holyoke.
Nope.
At number third.
At number third.
Say number three.
Or third.
Yeah. You knew what you meant.
Though. Yeah. Well, you still meant. Pulled it.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Remember, she was like, well, when my husband wants me to go south of the border, the other one turns the head.
I don't remember that.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
I think that's a fantasy.
No.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's all my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
morning.
What it do, man?
Well, a lot to talk about this morning. We may require an extra hour.
Oh.
There is so much to get to this morning. Opening night, game one in the NFL. And the Roman Anthony news is like a shod foot to the nuts, if I may say that.
Yeah, that's a felony, too.
Yes, you're right. The dramatic statement from Steph Diggs yesterday.
Oh.
An olive branch from Robert Kraft toward Bill Belichick yesterday out of the blue. So I don't know where you want to start this morning. I don't think that's
out of the blue. I mean, I think we started peppering people, whether it was Devin McCourty or Bill O'Brien or all the people we've had on, about how absurd it is to have Brady and no Bill. And Dan Roach, who is basically Edward R. Murrow of Boston, asked Robert that question, and he capitulated, which is great. I don't think it was in his plans to announce a statue of Bill Belichick before the season, but I'm happy that he is getting past his personal issues with the coach.
Oh, yeah. I didn't expect it, so it was out of the blue for me. I didn't think he would yesterday that he would he would say that.
I didn't think he would ever do a statue.
It was very interesting to hear it, I thought, yesterday. So,
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I also, he can't go back on it now, which is the best part, really.
Yeah, well, Bill has to agree to it.
Well, does he?
Yeah, he does. Yes.
Really?
You can't. Yeah. What, are you going to put up a Bill statue and Bill's not going to show up for it?
I mean, they're making a
Karen Reed documentary without Karen Reed, right?
Yeah, they do that all the time, though.
I guess that's true.
I don't think I've ever seen a statue put up without the person's okay on it.
I don't know.
I guess they could do it that way. Maybe
that would be brilliant. If he didn't show up, he looks like the a-hole.
Right.
Yeah, but there ain't no way they're going to do that. They got to run it by Bill.
Yeah.
They can put it right next to Tom.
Yeah.
Or are they going to, like, you know,
be right, right behind him.
Right. Or are they going to put him, like, right, way up by, like, Red Robin or something?
they should put it outside the beachside home that he was seen leaving on the Ring camera. Maybe it's a good spot.
We still don't know what town that was.
We still don't know anything about the Ring. I'm obsessed with the Ring camera footage because lately I've been trying to figure out who released it. I mean, you would assume that, so suspect number one is, this is like unknown number. Suspect number one is Jordan.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay. But so wait a minute. So she doesn't have to have his okay to go ahead and release that?
Nope,
I mean, I'm assuming.
Of course
not.
So he wasn't angry?
Oh, he was definitely
look
angry.
At the things she's done to him.
Right.
But
look at the sweatshirt he wore on CBS. Look at the fisherman photo.
So she released it at that time to ensure that he couldn't, that it couldn't just be a quick fling, one night stand kind of thing.
Well, if you believe all the stories of their timeline, then they had already been together for like 2 years at that point. Was it an Airbnb or did her family own that property? Because if it was an Airbnb, the owners own that Ring footage. So if the owners are looking at through the Ring footage from the weekend and saying, wait a minute, that's Bill Belichick, then I think it's the Airbnb
people. Yeah, but I don't think the Airbnb people can release it.
Yes. If it's their Ring camera and their property, yes.
Oh, okay. See, I was thinking it's her because what do we know about her now? She loves the glow up. So what better way? I mean, how long did we talk about who the mystery woman was, where it was? Like, so she loves the glow up. So it's just part of the, you know, her getting her shine.
Mm-hmm. I think she, if it was her, she also probably wanted to make sure that Linda was moving out of the picture as quick as possible.
Yes.
I would imagine.
Yeah. All right.
Now, will she be a part of the statue formation? Like, will she be will she be there in the statue with Bill?
She might not be in the statue, but I guarantee you that the statue has to be approved by her.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, it is that is somewhat wild, and we will get to that at some point on this morning's show. Sloppy effort from your Boston Red Sox last night, which included a couple wild pitches and a couple errors. And this team continues, I believe, to lead both leagues when it comes to errors. So, and I don't know if Alex Cora on this radio station yesterday was being optimistic or adding extra time so that we are all excited if there is an early Roman Anthony return, but 4 to 6 weeks, the latter part of that puts you in smack dab in the middle of the World Series should you get there, and it is just it's sad and it's frustrating, is it not?
Definitely. But the good thing is that Roman Anthony did prove himself in the time that he was out there. Unfortunately, I do not think we see him for the remainder of the season. I don't think that Alex Cora was just doing it to get people to be excited if he comes back in 4 weeks instead of six. I think that this injury is going to put him out for quite a bit.
Yeah. And, I mean, Red Sox could use a starter, don't you think? I mean,
yeah.
It's Dustin May and then a reliever out, reliever combination. And, you know, the Jays won, so you're back to 3.5 back. The Yankees look to be imploding again. Aaron Boone got tossed last night. But
well, the Yankees play Toronto this weekend, so that, you know, will either give you some ground on, depending on what you do on Toronto, or it'll kind of distance you a little bit more from the Yankees, depending on how that series plays out with Toronto and then what do they have, Arizona? Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing is, all right, so 4 weeks puts them at what, right at the beginning
of October?
Of October,
and so season ends regular season ends 3 weeks from Sunday, so. Then if you're 4 weeks, yes, you make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If you're 6 weeks, it's literally World Series week. And so, I guess you have to hope you somehow get there without him. But
it just stinks that this would have been a great opportunity for him to be introduced at such a young age to this kind of game.
Right. Yes.
And like, I think back to Ellsbury or Pedroia or the Papelbons that were the young phenoms for the Red Sox that were immediately introduced to playoff baseball, and unfortunately I'm with Courtney, he is not playing.
I think you get him for playoff baseball. I think he does everything in his power, and you get him closer to the 4 week mark and you get him for playoff baseball.
How does he get rehabbed for that? There's no games in
The oblique's such a hard one, and then you don't want to rush him back because it's so easily I'm not a doctor, but it's so easily aggravated.
Yeah.
So,
but I think by that time, I think if you can get him rushing back and get him to the point where
you don't want
to
rush him back.
Well,
that's
then
my
issue. Yeah, then that's a whole separate issue. Like, do you really? You got Roman Anthony. Mm-hmm. You know what he's going to be next season, and hopefully, well beyond. Do you really want to rush?
But I think it depends on, like, all right, rushing him back. Where if like you re-aggravate it, all you got to do is rest for the off season, and then you'll be good to go come spring training. It's not like you're going to need surgery on it or anything like that. You know, you've been in those positions where you've had, you know, I bet, you know, where you've had those situations, and it's not like a surgery can do it. So if they say, hey, listen, if you can tolerate the pain, you know, and we can get the pain down, then we can utilize you, whether it's in a pinch hitting role or if you're good enough to play, then you play. And then when the off season comes, you rest, and then you'll be good to go come spring training. It's not an injury that if he re-aggravates it where they have to go in and have surgery on it.
It's only the Red Sox, though. This only happens to the Boston Red Sox in my lifetime. This has only happened to the Boston Red Sox. Like, they finally put it together. Mm-hmm. You bring the young guys up. Young guys are killing it. And then you lose him with 3 weeks left in the season.
Well, hopefully Big Stash can get it going. Because if you can get Big Stash going, what that does, that gives you another pitcher, and then you don't have to really concern yourself with that, like, bullpen starting rotation. And then you hopefully have enough hitting that you can make up for some of the production you lose from
Anthony. The other guys on 8 days rest.
Stash to kind of step up. And then
what nickname are we going with? Because there's been a few thrown out there.
Magnum P.I.G.
Magnum P.I.G. is good, but that is, you have to give Lou half credit for that because of Piglet. Mm-hmm. And so, Wiggy seems to be trying to make Big Stash work, which I'm fine with.
He's a big dude with a stash,
This is Steve from Watertown. Steve, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Off subject here. Can we put Tommy Q and Ron back in the bullpen where he started with the Red Sox? Serious. I mean, if you're going to cut down Steph Diggs like that, like the way he did, Let the man play. Let him show what he's worth. Seriously.
Oh, is he talking about Tommy Curran?
Are you talking about Tommy Curran?
Yeah, that's Tommy Curran. I call him Tommy Q and Ron because he likes to shoot off questions and run.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I mean,
I thought Tommy Curran and Phil Perry handled themselves quite good yesterday yeah. after the Steph Diggs stuff. Yeah. So.
Didn't he apologize, Steph Diggs?
It's going to be my lead.
Is that your lead?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get to that coming up momentarily. And after the leads, we will talk with Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football. That is at 6:45 on today's show. News with Courtney at 7:45 this morning. And that includes an incident of line cutting rage, which led to aerosol spray violence in Florida, not like the rest of us at all, of all places. Before that, they said it at 7:20, and Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, on Roman Anthony and,
Craig,
and the rest of this season coming up at 9 in the front office report. But now it's Courtney and what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their last one against the Guardians. 8-1 was the final, with Brennan Bernardino getting the start. One of five pitchers the Sox used. He exited the game after recording two outs in the first inning. He gave up a run, one hit, and walked one. And when it comes to Roman Anthony, we already talked about it this morning. He has a strained left oblique. He's expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. The guys off tonight before heading to Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks for a three-game series tomorrow. Wednesday's injury report came out as the Pats get ready for week one against the Raiders on Sunday. Kickoff for that is at 1 p.m. Three players appear on the report. It's undrafted rookie wide receiver Epton Chisholm, second-year cornerback Charles Woods, and third-year corner and 2024 second-team All-Pro Christian Gonzalez.
Doesn't seem like he is going to play.
No. No, it doesn't seem like it. What's today, Thursday? Generally, if you don't at least practice Friday, generally you don't play. And so I maybe give him one more day because tomorrow's Friday. See if he can do something. If not, you're probably going to be without him.
Well, the NFL season officially gets underway tonight as the Cowboys are in Philly to take on the Eagles. 8:20 kickoff for that. Anyone betting on this game? Are we betting early, Scheim?
I'm sure Scheim is.
Oh, yeah. Go Birds.
Yeah.
Go Birds.
Easy.
I would say the Eagles.
Our very own Sharp. And so
I prefer to be called the round one.
All right.
And I believe we are launching tomorrow. Beat the Geek. That's a title we settled on, I believe.
All right. Yes, sir.
And so we were searching for the most unlikely person, perhaps in the world, to wager better than Scheim, and I believe we have found influencer number one. Oh, is it on? Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. So if you're watching the show right now on YouTube or Twitch, meet Brittany, and she is an influencer, does an unbelievable job. This is probably no shock to you. I follow her because she's a food influencer.
A very good one.
Yes. Right. So if you want to know what restaurant you should eat at, then you can follow and give me a like. So she will do her best, I believe, tomorrow morning on the show to outpick Scheim for this weekend's games.
Oh, no. I have to outpick someone who eats food in a fur coat. I'm so scared.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of offended by that.
She's going to crush him.
Does it have to be all woman influences, or could it be male?
No, it could be. It doesn't matter.
I'd like to see Scheim take on Mike D's.
Okay. Yeah, if you could set that up, that would be great.
I think we should be able to. Yeah. Remember, he broke the story about the rats in Walmart or CVS in Roxbury or Dollar Tree. I forget which one it was.
Yes, he did.
Well, that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and so much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lowerprices and starmarket.com/lowerprices. Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping, get rewarded.
Can we get Scheim to replicate that outfit tomorrow when she joins us?
I don't know. You might have to, like, take down a herd of sheep for that thing.
Yo, if you lose, Shine.
if he loses?
Right, especially.
I'm not concerned.
What she got, like a want? What she got, like a dumpling on a
chocolate? I do love dumplings.
Yeah, that's a dumpling.
We know that.
I mean, who doesn't love dumplings?
Oh, I love dumplings.
Right? We call them dumpers.
But really, with the chopsticks, all right.
So what is the format going to be? Like, how are we?
Well, Curtis suggested, you suggest five games, Curtis?
Yeah, so tomorrow we'll do the Patriots, obviously. We'll do the Friday night Chargers-Chiefs game. Then we do the Sunday night and Monday night, so four games. So all the nationally televised games that everybody could follow along with.
Got
okay.
it.
Okay. All right, so it's a pick 'em.
Yeah.
And we'll get a new influencer or locally known celeb every week against you, Sean. We'll see how you do by the end of the season.
Yeah, when I dominate, we're going to have to get actual gambling people on here to give me a run for my money.
And Twitchers, let's be kind to anybody that's coming on the show.
Of course.
You know, just people aren't used to the chat room.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Well, on social media, so I'm not.
Aren't they influencers?
It's much different, social media to Twitch, let me tell you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The jump is quite jarring. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got everybody's lead.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, coming up in about 20 minutes after our leads. A text right off the bat this morning on the Subaru of New England text line. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. 781 text reading, what happened to Kostos? Is he too big for this show now? No, he's not. Nick Kostos will join us every Friday. I'm thinking, is that 9:30, Shime? Did we set a time for that? We did.
Yep.
So 9:30 tomorrow on this show. Tomorrow also on this show, Robert Splaine, at 7:30 on a Patriots Friday. So what?
Captain Robert Spillane.
Yes. One of the captains. Yep. Absolutely. So all of that coming up tomorrow morning. And as we just spoke about briefly, Beat the Geek tomorrow at 9 on this show for Scheim and for you. Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
That lead song is Joan Jett, and I hate myself for loving you. And leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. You can find out more when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning and hello, Scheim.
Good morning, Greg. Scott Hansen, the host of NFL Red Zone, joined Pat McAfee yesterday and gave us a little bit of insight into how the beginning of the program will sound. Octobox on screen on Sunday, and it was it was something of note in how he set it up. Here's what Scott Hansen said yesterday.
The business folks handle the business.
Of course.
And I have no say over different elements that could or could not be in the show.
Okay.
And so I'll just tell you right now, when you see me come on the air here, we're going to hit the Octobox. We've got 8 games in the early window, taking you around all the different cities. And then when we get into it, ladies and gentlemen, it's been more than 250 days since the first full NFL Sunday, but we are back. And 7 hours of Red Zone football starts now.
You'll notice he didn't say 7 hours of commercial-free football.
Correct.
He said 7 hours of Red Zone football, which means somehow, some way, ESPN is mixing commercials into my Red Zone, and I for one am a little furious about it, because, like, why are you ruining such an amazing product? You bought the product because it's so good,
yes,
and now you're getting your grubby little fingers on it, and you're like, yes, let's stick some commercials in here. This sounds like a good idea.
We talked about it on this very program when the news came that the NFL, ESPN, they were going to buy it and ruin it, and they are.
But let me ask this question. Did they have commercials on it last year?
What's that, Wiggy?
Didn't they have commercials on it last year?
No. They've never had commercial.
No. No, you have like a
split box commercial.
Oh, that's fine, though.
Yeah.
No, like you'll get a graphic or whatever, like a sponsor graphic. That you're going to stop smack dab in the middle for a Burger King commercial.
I'm not sure how
Whopper,
they're
going to. Whopper,
I'm not. If they cut away and go to commercial.
Like mid Hail Mary, you're going to get a commercial.
Wiggy, there's a reason they called it commercial free football. Right. There was never a pause in Red Zone for commercials.
But
now,
I understand what you're saying.
There's a split box.
But the content is still going as
And it was never a live commercial. Right.
This is going to change this year where it seems like they will cut away.
Okay. But I don't.
Like golf does a good job of this. If anybody watches golf, I know, Wiggy, you do not.
No.
But they have, like, playing through, and they show the golfers on the course during the break while airing a Intel ad next to it.
Yeah, like a split box.
Right, so you see what's going on, but you hear a commercial.
And then in the final hour, generally, they go totally commercial-free. Huh? So, like, I don't know exactly how the layout of this is going to be, but if you are totally cutting away from my Octobox action, I, for one, will be pissed.
All right, yeah, that I understand, Sean.
Are you saying they can pry the remote from your greasy potato chip-covered hands?
I'm not a big potato chip guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh really?
I know, shocker. Stun you, but...
Wait, so you're sitting in front of a bag of chips and you don't eat it?
Yeah, I'll have a couple, but no.
How do you eat buffalo chicken dip?
I don't know. I haven't had buffalo chicken dip in forever, but yeah, bread, generally.
With a spoon?
Nachos?
Yeah, just shovel it.
Nachos would be still
chips.
Yeah, I don't know how you would eat dip without...
without chips.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Shyam, I love you, but you're not grabbing like a carrot to dip into a buffalo.
No, I never said I was. I do like celery, but like that's not my first choice.
So you're not a big dip guy.
No, I just, I haven't had, I couldn't tell you the last time I had buffalo chicken dip.
Celery actually is negative calories. Wow. Hmm?
I would argue that buffalo chicken dip is the number one go-to watching football at home or even tailgating appetizer.
Hands
and
down.
Then the second is not even close.
Nope.
No, absolutely. You're right about that.
Yep. I mean, you know, I love a good slider.
But we know how I cook, and you have to make that at home. Like, I'm not.
It's so simple, though.
Yeah, that's not.
It's so easy.
But you can get them in the grocery stores and just throw them in the oven.
Yeah, but homemade Greg's right. I'm not a cook. I can make a buffalo chicken dip.
No, it's very.
Do you ever have the one from Butcher Boy? Spectacular.
Oh, Butcher Boy.
Really?
I mean, yes.
Yeah. Hey, you can get them in, like, the grocery, in a car already comes made. You just pop it in the oven.
Yeah, Butcher Boy's is very good.
Okay. Shyam, thank you.
You're welcome.
Curtis, hello.
Good morning. I have just a, it's sort of like, it's not a douche move ruling related to anybody that I know, but I'm just curious. I was out to dinner in Florida, and the people behind the table we were at had this woman who had six changes to a single entree. Wow. No garlic, no salt, no dairy, no gluten.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there. And I'm just like, this guy deserves a medal. He was so kind. Like, what is the number? Is there a number, and what is it, if there is one, where you no longer can say you're ordering a dish if you make that many changes to it at a restaurant?
Are you including those who might go off menu in this discussion?
Well, so that's a different category. Okay, I feel we've been through that side of the street.
Okay.
I'm talking specifically if you're ordering chicken parm and you ask for no chicken, no cheese, no sauce, and no breading, what are you actually ordering?
If you're going to a restaurant intentionally,
mm-hmm.
aren't you going there because you expect the chef is going to prepare the dish the way he thinks it will taste best for you? And so I would say, like, no changes.
Right.
I like a change here and there.
Really?
You know, just one or two little tweaks. But, it, like, if you get a dish, you're like, you know what would sound amazing with that is a different type of cheese or, like, an added avocado.
Okay, but don't you think the chef knows more than you do?
But everybody has different taste buds. Okay. Everyone has different taste when they.
An example of a different kind of cheese that you might order.
Goat cheese.
On what kind of a dish?
So, like, if I were to get an omelet.
Uh-huh.
I would rather get goat cheese in the omelet than like a mozzarella or an
Swiss,
American,
you know,
or Swiss.
Like ham and Swiss.
Yes, if goat cheese is available, I'm always going goat cheese.
Okay.
All right, that's not bad. Yeah, okay. But, I mean, that's not a major issue.
I think the over-under or the proper number is 1.5. So if you make a change, that's fine. If you start with two or more, then it's not like you're even ordering, as Greg said, it's not like you're ordering off menu at that point.
It's like when I order a Greek salad, I don't like olives, and I just say no olives, please. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit different. Like, that's not as bad to me. If you're just saying one item or something.
Yeah.
Curtis is talking about this person had six of them.
Yeah, that's too many.
It sounded like this is not a foreign concept to the server at this place. Like, I find that to be so rude. Like,
can you tell us what type of food it was?
It was they had like a macadamia or sweet potato crusted fish. And she, like, didn't want the macadamia nut, wanted to change the fish, couldn't have garlic.
I have a nut allergy.
Right. And it's like, meanwhile, on the menu, there are, like, 70 different forms of fish that don't have nuts
on
them.
Nuts.
You can just get it simply broiled, simply grilled, simply baked. If you don't want it blackened, they don't have to blacken it. Like, it's pretty easy.
I'm with you. I'd say one, two max. Because there are some dishes where I'm like, ooh, I would like a fried cutlet instead of a, you know.
Baked?
No, like, you know when you get chicken masala?
Yeah.
They do the boneless, but it's not fried. You know, it's not the fried cutlet. They use the regular grilled chicken.
They dredge it in flour.
Yeah, they just use grilled chicken, where sometimes I wouldn't mind a fried cutlet.
You need that thing breaded and floured and egged and all that
stuff. Some places don't do that with the masala.
Yeah,
some places just do grilled chicken.
All right.
I don't know if we accomplished anything. It was just on my mind.
Yeah. Thank you, Curtis. Yeah. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We finally heard from Steph Diggs yesterday, and I thought what he had to say was probably the most genuine, honest I've seen a player in quite some time. Let's listen to what he had to say to the media.
Before we start, you mind if I have a little conversation with y'all? Obviously, I haven't talked much in camp, but I do kind of want to
address some things. Obviously, I look at the media as a whole, and I kind of want to approach this thing as professional as possible. So I had some conversations, and I had some interviews throughout camp, and some of my words were misconstrued. And, you know, kind of, I don't know, me talking to another individual, I don't know, it was kind of regurgitated in another way, so, or taken out of context. And I think I was referred to as a pain in the ass, you know, and I hate pain in the posterior, but I'm going to say exactly what it really was. Obviously, I don't want to come across as that, and I'm going to say this. I want to be very clear. I'm an adult. I apologize. I'm not up here to ego trip. I'm not up here to rub anybody the wrong way or say anything for clickbait. If I rub anybody the wrong way, I really want to apologize. Moving forward, obviously, we have a media-to-player relationship. As professional as I can be, I want to make myself available each and every week. I obviously don't want to make this thing abrasive. It can be as seamless as possible, and it also can be abrasive. And I don't want to get up here and not answer questions or make anybody feel uncomfortable. You know, it's a world we live in. Like, if somebody calls you an ass, no, you start acting like one. No, you don't. I won't. That's not me. So I want to apologize if I ever came across as that to anybody. But moving forward, I kind of want to get things off on the right foot. We're going to spend a lot of time together. And I kind of want to give, obviously, a good interview if I'm asked questions. I don't want to get up here giving you the vanilla answers or no answer at all. So moving forward, hopefully this relationship can grow and we build on something special. You know, obviously, it's going to be a long season, so we're going to spend a lot of time together.
For a guy who gets such a bad rep of being called a pain in the A, this, that, the other thing, to me, this is a leader getting up there, owning things that he said in the past. He's talking about his Diana Russini interview, sit down, where his words were misconstrued about week one, I believe. That's what I took from it.
Uh-huh.
He calls out Phil Perry.
Becoming a bit of a pain in the posterior.
Yes, that was what Phil Perry had to say. This is a guy who got up there, said, I don't want to be an a-hole to you guys. I want to have a good working relationship. I am not going to give you vanilla answers, but also we've seen so many players in the past who, if the media turns on them, they start their villain era where they really go in to the dark side of being a jerk to media members, not talking to them, whatever. I think that's what people started going down the road of assuming Steph Diggs was this preseason because he wasn't talking to the media. I take it as, if you have nothing nice to say, he wasn't going to say it at all. So he took the time to just focus on practice, focus on himself, focus on his teammates. And now he's open to this player-media relationship. I appreciate it. I appreciate him getting up there, owning the past preseason and saying he wants to have a clean slate moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And also addressing things that people have said about him. Phil Perry, after this, said, I apologize to him. Like, Phil Perry.
Well, why would he apologize?
I'm confused.
It's very nice that he stepped up and did this.
Right.
Great. That's great. Phil Perry, unless I'm incorrect, was not, his comment about him being a pain in the keister was not about the way in which he was interacting with media.
Right.
It was the opinion that his teammates had of him.
Yes.
But I think he was wrong.
Or his coaches.
Right.
But
or Karen Garigian.
I think Phil Perry was wrong. I think Phil Perry's now looking at it as, wait, maybe I took things that people had told me out of context, or I misconstrued things that people had said.
Yeah.
I just think that.
But wasn't that field related, though? Like, I'm so confused with this because.
Didn't he say the actual words in the locker room that he is being considered a.
It's interesting, Tom, because, you know, there are little signs that he's just becoming a bit of a pain in the posterior. But between Downing's comments, between his what I would call sort of quiet performance this camp, Vrabel's comments this morning, and the fact that, Tom, he is not planning, is my understanding, on talking to the local media until he plays in a game. So maybe that'll happen this Saturday. I have my doubts. It all sort of adds up to there's a lot going on with this guy for a guy who doesn't look like a number one receiver.
Yeah, that's not being told anything. That's just taking things people are saying about him and running with it. This is not against Phil Perry. This is Phil Perry took ownership of it after Steph Diggs talked.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this. This is a leader that I would want in a locker room.
Why do leaders wait this long to stand up and talk to people?
Because, Curtis, if he got up there a week ago, 2 weeks ago, maybe Steph Diggs would have gone off on all the media members.
Well, like, then he's not a leader if he would have gone off on the
media.
You need time to collect
yourself. Just let me talk for like five seconds.
I'm just confused because I don't know, like, so is he saying I apologize to the media because I didn't talk? Or I thought all this stuff, the Karen Grigian, the Phil Perry, was stuff that was field related. He was late to
he's
a meeting
saying,
or something along those lines.
It started with the reporting that he was late to a meeting.
Right. And that was the pain in the ass.
Or
thing.
Maybe it was
scrimmage.
Maybe it was a scrimmage.
Okay.
It was the inter team scrimmage.
He's apologizing if he ever came off as an a-hole to the media members. That's what he's apologizing for. But all your life you're told, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. I think Steph Diggs decided not to talk to media because he was fed up during that time. He's taken the time to now be a leader and be able to get up there, own actions that maybe he's done in the past, and want to have a good working relationship with the media, which I appreciate. I think that so many people want to paint this guy out as the villain, as the bad guy, as this problem that the Patriots are going to have throughout the locker room all season long. He's not that in my eyes.
No, I think the reason he's doing this, from my perspective, is that he's entering a year where he needs to rehab his image so he gets one last payday, and he recognized, which is very smart of him, that he did not begin his tenure here with those that are going to be covering him with the right on the right foot. So it was a great masterclass. If Stacey had something to do with it, I have no idea. Brilliant move by the Patriots, and Steph Diggs was good at what he did yesterday was great, but I just, he's doing this because he knows he decided not to speak to the media. He sat down, gave one interview with a national reporter where he was ambiguous at best about when he was going to be ready to play, which led to his teammates and his coaches being asked questions about him ad nauseum before the season. That is the last thing a leader would do.
But the media ran with that, Curtis, and you were on the page that I was when that interview happened.
So how do you stop the media from running with something?
Oh my God, I can't, like, you're just cutting me off over and over again. You and I were on the same page when you came back from your vacation that
it was a lengthy one, by the way.
That the media ran with
I
that.
I didn't talk
and
to the media
was,
once.
Okay, I'm done.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I like your lead.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would just say to Steph, I'd be like, listen, bro, play the game with the media, because every athlete knows you can't trust the media. They're out for the clicks. So just play the game. You know, do what you got to do to play the game. Give them the stuff that they think, oh, like he's given me, but learn how to play the game with them, because at the end of the day, the media is not there to be your friend.
In the Twitch chat, Tim H. says, Phil Perry and Tom E. Curran made all this stuff up.
Maybe they
that's
did.
That's an opinion that's out there, and Steph Diggs is, and Courtney is correct, that Steph Diggs is right to call it out and say, it's not going to affect me, and I want to have, I mean, he's also... He's kind of, you know, not in a violent way, but he's kind of threatening, like, listen, our relationship can go one of two ways. Like, so don't you think, like, I mean, let's be fair about it. He's like, I don't want to be an a-hole, so treat me a certain way and I won't be.
But he said, if people paint you out to be an a-hole, then you start being one. That's not going to be me.
Okay, well, that's not always what happens.
But like, he said that's not going to be him. So
okay. All right, here's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to get to your lead and to my lead after Bill O'Brien, if that's okay, Wiggy.
It's fine with me.
Okay. All right.
It's fine with me.
That is still to come. And the head coach of Boston College football, after a huge win on Saturday, will join us next. Thoughts on that? I'm sure we'll get his thoughts on the debut of Bill Belichick and other things coming up with Bill O'Brien next.
Obviously, Belichick, his first go at it. What are some of the things, I'm with you, it's only week one, so I'm not hitting the eject button on UNC or Arch Manning, but what are some of the difficulties that Bill is going to have to figure out, because he's been in the NFL and the difference with college football, for him to understand, to be able to turn things around down there at UNC?
Yeah, I think, like, it would never be me to really give Bill Belichick advice, right? I mean, it's just not, that's not really the where I'm at. But I will say this. First of all, TCU is very good. They have a program that, you know, has been built up over time. Gary Patterson did a great job there. Sonny Dykes is doing a great job there. They were in the Final Four, I think, only a couple of years ago. They've had, you know, great success over the years, very good recruiting philosophy there. And so that's a tough opener. And I think what you find in college football is there's a big difference between college football and professional football. Like, these guys go to class. There's different rules. There's different time elements during the week that you can spend with these guys. You can't meet with them. You know, when you're coaching in the pros, your team meeting starts at 8. You know, you got probably an hour and a half, 2 hours to install a game plan. Whereas in college football, you have 20 minutes. You know, on a daily basis, 30 minutes, because you got to get them out of practice so they can go to lunch and go to class. And so, like, you know, that's kind of, there's a big, big difference between college and pro, and I'm sure, you know, he'll figure it out. And again, you said it best, Wig, it's one game. That's what I'm trying to say. It's it's one game. And, you know, it's a long way before the season's over.
I have an idea, though. Yeah. But now that you're 1-0 and he's 0-1, BC, the 33rd NFL team. What do you think, Billy?
I never – that's, this is just my opinion. I mean, I would never go down that road. You've got these teams in college football that, you know, are really excellent teams. I mean, you know, so who are we to say that – I'm just speaking for Boston College. Who are we to say that we're the 33rd? We have 94 years of NFL coaching experience on the staff, but we're not going to tell people that we're the 33rd NFL team. That's for sure. You know, it's just not really the road that I'm going to travel down.
Is Mrs. O'Brien ever out there on the sideline with you, you know, during warm-ups, or –
No, Mrs. O'Brien she's tailgating, and then she sits up in her seat. She's a 92 grad of Boston College, so okay. she has a lot of buddies that come back to these games, and she's seen a lot of games, so she's kind of a veteran football wife. So she's up in the stands watching the game.
You know Bill better than we do. There are some, I think it's ridiculous. There are some who are suggesting that if it goes this way, rest of the season or at times during the season, he is one and done. And there are some saying he might be done mid-season. Like, where are you on that? Knowing him as well as you do.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I there's just no way. I mean, he's in fantastic health. He looks good. I know I saw him at the ACC meetings and, you know, before the season started, he's excited. Now look, it's tough. It's hard in your first game. I mean, I remember my first game at Penn State, you know, I was replacing Joe Paterno. We lost the game. I told my wife when I got home that night, this is 2012. I said, look, we're not going to be here very long. Like if we don't figure this out, but we figured it out and we won some games there. And, you know, I think that's the big thing is, like I was saying earlier, it's just one game. It wasn't a good game. Just like our game, yeah, it looks great for us, but I don't know. Like, nothing against Fordham, but, like, the competition is going to get a lot better here very quickly. So it's just one game, and we all have to be ready to go in week two.
You should write a book about that Penn State job because you undersell it. What you walked into there and to turn that around was unbelievable.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, we had awesome people there, Curtis. We really did. We had great kids. It's a little bit like this here. Like, we had awesome kids that loved the school and had a really good staff, a lot of great people around me there. It was awesome.
Who do you like Sunday at Gillette?
I like the Patriots, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, it's a home opener. I think it's great to start off at home. You know, I think they got a good thing going, and Mike's going to have those guys ready to play. And, you know, you guys know how I feel about the staff, and I don't know the players very well there. And most of those guys, except for like Pop Douglas, you know, they're the guys that I coached when I was there. They're gone, but they've got some really good guys, it seems like, and excited for them to get off to a great start.
We refer to the ones that are gone as the Elliot Wolf picks on this show. It is always great to talk to you. I will be sending over a contraband dropkick song with important meaning to BC, and so let's try to make this moonshot happen.
And I'll get Bears to give you my my burner phone. Yeah, he'll give you my burner.
No. I want the. I mean, you and I have. We never had dinner. Like, I mean, I know. I want the number. I mean, I honestly wouldn't mind throwing you an occasional strategy text mid game.
Absolutely. You know, I hear you talk about all your, you know, the seaport where you go to dinner, and I'm like, and nobody, if you know me, nobody likes to eat more than me. Yeah. So someday we'll go to dinner.
Yeah, dinner on me. Well, all right, I'll pick up the
you,
tab.
You two could battle it out.
I mean, if you can you expense it? Like, you probably can expense it with Boston College. So maybe.
You don't know too much about Boston College.
That's a recruiting violation.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I won't be able to expense it.
That's a violation right there, buddy.
All right, Bill O'Brien, you are the best. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll talk to you again next week. And good luck.
You guys. All right. Thank you.
All right. That is the great Bill O'Brien. We are back with the remaining leads, one from Wiggy and one from me next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next. The head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, on this show is powered by Verizon. Bill, I am working my flat ass off to make my BC moonshot a reality and to get the Dropkicks to play at a game this season. And we're making progress. That's all I can say at this point.
Notre Dame. November 1st.
It won't work because they're on tour. They're on a European tour. They're on a European tour November 1st. But there is Ken Casey, who is the lead singer of that band, would like you, before anybody else in the world, to hear a new song that they have of significance when it comes to BC. So I need to get that Absolutely. To you in order to make this moonshot a possibility, if that is okay.
Absolutely. We'll add it to the practice playlist. We'll add it to the playlist.
I'm going to need your digits. Let's be honest. I don't trust Bears. I don't trust anybody when it comes to this. So we're going to have to connect because I have to send you a link and everything to a super secret vault.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. We are working on that. Also, on things that aren't true football related, the Edelman hype video, fantastic. Did you choose the Ozzy song, or who chose Ozzy for that?
You know, I think he chose it, or they, you know, yeah, Jules did. You know, the guy's awesome, man. He just, he's just a great dude. And we, you know, we reached out to him, and he was more than happy to do it. And, you know, just an awesome guy, you know? And so that was, and I think he chose it, but I didn't choose it. But it was great. And our players loved it. I think the fans loved it. And it was cool video.
Bill, I was there on Saturday. Unbelievable win. Jeremiah Franklin, who I know has been with you guys since 2022, but he was a star on Saturday. And I liked him even more listening to him speak to media after, saying that you guys can't stay complacent. It was 66 points on the board for you guys, but, you know, week one against Fordham, moving forward. How do you make sure that these guys don't stay complacent as you get ready for Michigan State?
Yeah, Jeremiah is awesome, and I appreciate you pointing that out, because he's a great guy, and he stayed loyal to Boston College. He really could have gone to a few other places after last year, and he stayed loyal to us. Yeah, I like this team. They showed up to practice. You know, we practice on Sundays, the day after the game. They were ready to go. Tuesday was decent. Yesterday was really good. So I can only go by what I see. We try to approach it as, you know, 12 one-game seasons, and try to teach each game plan in a way that, you know, is specific to that opponent. And so I feel like these guys are on the right track, but this is going to be a tough game. I mean, we're on the road. It'll be loud. It'll be a great environment for college football, and we got to show up ready to go.
Bill, you talk about being on the road this week. I, you know, you think about a team like Fordham. You know, it's a game where I think you go out there, your expectations are to do what you do. When you go into a game like Michigan State, how do you make sure that guys, or what do you take away from beating a team like Fordham and the expectations, and then trying to carry that over to an opponent like Michigan State, where you know it's going to be a much harder test?
I mean, you show them the tape, you know, you really do. I think you show them, obviously, the Fordham tape, where I know what the final score was, but there were times in the game where we have to play better. And I think our guys realize that, especially, you know, the running game on offense. You know, Fordham was able to do some things that, you know, stopped the run. And so we showed them the tape, and then we quickly transitioned to Michigan State and show them that tape. And they can tell, like, nothing against Fordham. I have great respect for Joe Conlon. Fordham is, I think, going to do a good job in the Patriot League. But, you know, this is the Big Ten team. This is Michigan State. I think our players really understand that. And, you know, we show it to them on tape, and they got to go out there and execute. Like I said, yesterday's practice I thought was really, really good. So hopefully this carries over to today, which carries over to Saturday.
Obviously, you guys get that win, but as a head coach, there's always things that you specifically want them to improve on. What do you hope that they do better in week two?
We have to run the ball better on offense. I think that's part of who we are. We have to be able to run the football to set up the play-action game, which I think is a really good part of our offense. But if you can't run it, then they're not going to respect the play-action game. So we've got to be able to establish the running game. And then I think defensively, I like a lot of the things that we did, but we've got to start the game better. I really think that these early season games come down to, like, taking care of the ball, your ability to take the ball away, and then tackling. And I thought early in the game we didn't tackle as good as we did as the game went on. It got a lot better. So I think tackling is going to be big on Saturday night. We got to be able to do a good job of getting these guys on the ground.
Billy, did you see, I'm sure you did, the Florida State upset over Alabama over the weekend?
I didn't see it, but I saw highlights of it.
Yeah,
I didn't see the game.
Right. A lot of backlash against BC with Castellanos' success there at Florida State. Obviously, didn't end well here. He seemed unhappy. What do you make of the ending with the Eagles and his big win in week one?
Yeah, no, I understand it. I mean, look, we supported Tommy. You know, we really did. We had a quarterback situation here where we felt like Grayson gave us the best chance to win at that point in the season. And we supported Tommy all the way in many different ways. And you know, look, we've wished Tommy the best. And, you know, he had a good football game against Alabama. And, you know, we, like I said, we wish him the best. It's a great fit for him at Florida State. And we feel like we're doing the right things here at Boston College. So, you know, wish him the best, like I said, and congratulations on that win.
We spent some time yesterday because Ryan Clark had suggested it on Arch Manning. Do you think that the media plays a role in too much hype around players like that at times?
I think the media is awesome. It's a huge part of college football. I mean, the interest in the game right now is incredible. The thing that I think is it's only one game. So whether you're talking about us over Fordham or Florida State over Alabama or, you know, Ohio State over Texas, there's 11 games to go. So, like, it's just one game. So, you know, the biggest thing that you can do, and I learned a lot about this, like, in my career, is a lot of times there's a big jump from week one to week two. You know, you guys know better than anybody. You know, in New England, a lot of times we started out, you know, 2-2 or 3-2, and, you know, we're trying to find out who we were, and all of a sudden we hit a hot streak and we get going. So, you know, I think that it's only one game. That's all I say. But I think the media coverage of college football, just the fact that you guys have me on the show, like, just all of it is awesome for college football. And I think that's why it's such a great game.
Obviously, Belichick, his first go at it. What are some of the things? I'm with you. It's only week one, so I'm not hitting the eject button on UNC or Arch Manning. But what are some of the difficulties that Bill is going to have to figure out, because he's been in the NFL and the difference with college football, for him to understand, to be able to turn things around down there at UNC?
Yeah, I think, like, it would never be me to really give Bill Belichick advice, right? I mean, it's just that's not really the where I'm at. But I will say this. First of all, TCU is very good. They have a program that, you know, has been built up over time. Gary Patterson did a great job there. Sonny Dykes is doing a great job there. They were in the Final Four, I think, only a couple of years ago. They've had, you know, great success over the years. Very good recruiting philosophy there. And so that's a tough opener. And I think what you find in college football is there's a big difference between college football and professional football. Like, these guys go to class. There's different rules. There's different time elements during the week that you can spend with these guys. You can't meet with them. You know, when you're coaching in the pros, your team meeting starts at 8. You know, you got probably an hour and a half, 2 hours to install a game plan. Whereas in college football, you have 20 minutes, you know, on a daily basis, 30 minutes, because you got to get them out of practice so they can go to lunch and go to class. And so, like, you know, that's kind of, there's a big, big difference between college and pro, and I'm sure, you know, he'll figure it out. And again, you said it best, Wig, it's one game. That's what I'm trying to say. It's one game. And, you know, it's a long way before the season's over.
I have an idea, though, but now that you're 1-0 and he's 0-1, BC, the 33rd NFL team. What do you think, Billy?
I never, that's, this is just my opinion. I mean, I would never go down that road. you've got these teams in college football that, you know, are really excellent teams. I mean, you know, so who are we to say that, I'm just speaking for Boston College, who are we to say that we're the 33rd? We have 94 years of NFL coaching experience on the staff, but we're not going to tell people that we're the 33rd NFL team. That's for sure. You know, it's just not really the road that I'm going to travel down.
Is Mrs. O'Brien ever out there on the sideline with you, you know, during warmups, or?
No. Mrs. O'Brien she's tailgating, and then she sits up in her seat. She's a 92 grad of Boston College, so okay. she has a lot of buddies that come back to these games, and she's seen a lot of games, so she's kind of a veteran football wife, so she's up in the stands watching the game.
I mean, you know Bill better than we do. There are some, I think it's ridiculous. There are some who are suggesting that if it goes this way, rest of the season or at times during the season, he is one and done. And there are some saying he might be done mid-season. Like, where are you on that, knowing him as well as you do?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I there's just no way. I mean, He's in fantastic health. He looks good. I know I saw him at the ACC meetings, and, you know, before the season started, he's excited. Now, look, again, like, you know, it's tough. It's hard in your first game. I mean, I remember my first game at Penn State. You know, I was replacing Joe Paterno. We lost the game. I told my wife when I got home that night, this is 2012, I said, look, we're not going to be here very long, like, if we don't figure this out. But we figured it out, and we won some games there. And, you know, I think that's the big thing is, like I was saying earlier, it's just one game. It wasn't a good game. Just like our game, yeah, it looks great for us, but I don't know. Like, nothing against Fordham, but, like, the competition is going to get a lot better here very quickly. So it's just one game, and we all have to be ready to go in week two.
You should write a book about that Penn State job because you undersell it. What you walked into there and to turn that around was unbelievable.
Thank you, yeah. I mean, we had awesome people there, Curtis. We really did. We had great kids. It's a little bit like this here. Like, we had awesome kids that loved the school and had a really good staff, a lot of great people around me there. It was awesome.
What do you like Sunday at Gillette?
I like the Patriots, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, it's a home opener. I think it's great to start off at home. You know, I think they got a good thing going, and Mike's going to have those guys ready to play. And, you know, you guys know how I feel about the staff. And I don't know the players very well there. And most of those guys, except for, like, Pop Douglas, you know, they're the guys that I coached when I was there, they're gone. But, you know, they've got some really good guys, it seems like. And excited for them to get off to a great start.
We refer to the ones that are gone as the Elliott Wolf picks on this show. But listen, it's always great to talk to you. I will be sending over a contraband dropkick song with important meaning to BC, and so let's try to make this moonshot happen.
And I'll get Bears to give you my burner phone. Yeah, He'll give you my burner phone.
No. I want the. I mean, you and I we never had dinner. Like, I mean, I know. I want the number. I mean, I honestly wouldn't mind throwing you an occasional strategy text mid-game.
Absolutely. You know, I hear you talk about all your, you know, the seaport where you go to dinner. And yeah. I'm like, and nobody, if you know me, nobody likes to eat more than me. Yeah. So someday we'll go to dinner.
Yeah, dinner on me. Well, all right. I'll pick up the tab.
You two could battle it out.
I mean, if you can you expense it? Like, you probably can expense it with Boston College. So
you don't know too much about Boston College.
That's a recruiting violation.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I won't be able to expense it.
That's a violation right there, buddy.
All right, Bill O'Brien, you are the best. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll talk to you again next week. And good luck. Good luck.
See you guys. All right. Thank you.
All right. That is the great Bill O'Brien. We are back with the remaining leads, one from Wiggy and one from me next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.